questions on how we deal with heter mechira, because people have relatives that are somach on heter mechira things or whatever. The main thing is like this. Let me just explain what the problem with the heter mechira is. The heter mechira, you can look in this book. He has a whole thing on the history of the heter mechira. The shaila came up in the end of the 1800s. The first yishuvim here that were basically frum, and Shemitah was coming, and if they wouldn't have done anything, they wouldn't be able to to sell their products and to grow things, vegetables and things that they lived on that almost, then the whole yishuv could have fallen apart. So they sent to Rabbi Yitzchok Yochanan Spector, who was the Gadol Hador, and to others, and whether they could sell their land to Arabs during that year, right? And then, sell the produce, because they held that Yevul Nachri, if it belongs to an Arab, doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Okay? And they would also have Goyim work the land that belonged to the Goyim. Okay, and and they would and the land would officially belong. It was like mechiras chametz, right? And they said, since Shemitah b'zman hazeh is the rabbanon, so even though it's a legal fiction of selling it to a goy, lemaisa you can rely on it just like mechiras chametz. And they were matarit. There were those that argued. Briskarov argued. The Beis Halevi argued. And the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim argued, Shmuel Salant and whatever, and they held you can't do it at that time. But there were Anoshim Gedolim who said it's okay. Every subsequent Shemitah came the same question, right? And in subsequent generations, subsequent Shemitahs, they also were Matarit, and there were those that asserted it. Okay. That shaila is not really the same shaila. What was the problem? Some of the problems were that it's not like mechiras chametz, because you're allowed to sell chametz to a goy, but you're not allowed to sell land to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. Can't. It's an issur. This is the raisa. So in order to keep shemitah properly midrabanan, you're being over an issur the raisa, according to some, of selling the land. Others said no, since you're selling the land for your sake. You want the land sold so you can cultivate it or whatever, and you're only doing it temporarily. So there was a teirim, there were other teirim with other halachic loopholes of how to sell it or whatever. And others held, no, you're not allowed to sell it. The Chazon Ish later on said that there's even a bigger problem, that since selling it is usur, that means the sale is no sale, because the witnesses are pasul, because they witness something that was usur to do. And therefore the sale is no sale at all. It's not just that you're not allowed to do it, but it doesn't take effect because of that. In any case, whatever it is, there was a big machlokas whether selling the land to a goy, and it only helped if you held that ultimately if it's things grew in a land belonging to a goy, there's no Kedusha Shvius. If you hold there is Kedusha Shvius, then for all practical purposes, selling it to the goy doesn't help for anything except for Svichim, which we'll get to in a second. Because you still have to know Kedusha Shvius with the things that grow there. So those two things had to go together. There was no Kedusha Shvius in Yevul Nachri, and the sale was a sale, so now it's all Yevul Nachri. And every subsequent Shemitah, there was the same machlokas. Some people relied on it, some people not. Rav Kook, when he was the Rav HaRashi, not of Eretz Yisrael, because of Medinas Yisrael, there was no Medinas Yisrael. He died before the Medina, way before, 10, 15 years before the Medina ever came about, maybe before that. So, but he was the Rav HaRashi of Yafo, right? And I think maybe the Rav HaRashi of Eretz Yisrael before the Medina, he also was Somech on it, b'di'evin. There's a big machlokas what exactly he held, right? Some of the more right-wing people who follow him held that it was only b'di'evin, because of the circumstances there, and the circumstances now don't apply. Others held the circumstances do apply. Others held that he held that it was okay, l'chadchila. The big machlokas is what he held altogether. But in any case, now the shaila is even a bigger shaila, because now, then it was selling private-owned farms to Goyim, just like Mechiras Chametz. Now, what they do is, they don't really sell private-owned farms. They pretty much sell the whole Medina to an Arab, right? And all the farmers who own these lands send Tfasim to the Rabbanut, and the Rabbanut sells all of them in one big Mechira. Now, in Mechiras Chametz, theoretically speaking, if the Goy, even if you sell all the Chametz of the Medina to a Goy, and he took you to court, there's no reason in the world why you wouldn't give him all the chametz in the Medina, right, and demand payment for it. So what's the problem, right? Even big factories or whatever, they could sell their they normally sell their wares to people. So instead of making one gigantic sale and getting paid for it, the proper price. So it's conceivably could be a sale. But if the Arab who they sell all these lands to would say, you know what, I want to give it back. Right? I want to keep it. Right? After Shemitah, there's no way in the world they let him keep it. I mean, all the Arabs have to do is what's it called? Find somebody from Hamas to be the guy who's buying the fields and not want to give it back, and that's it. Now it belongs to them. Nobody ever would consider going through with the thing. So it's not just a legal fiction; it's a legal illegal fiction. That's what many hold today. Today, it doesn't work. In fact, there are ways that they are mater heter mechira lechumra on, that's for instance, what's it called? The shaila is whether certain areas in Eretz Yisrael are Eretz Yisrael or not. And there it could be lechumra, they sell those specific farms. That's selling the whole Medina. And that's again like mechira shamas. That could be the health. Or there's shailas of planting things in hothouses, separate from the ground, whether it helps or not. So there, Rabbi Yosher says to be machmir to sell it to a goy. So you have you're protected from all sides, but that's an individual private thing. And there could be you're not selling the land to the goy; you're selling the things that are separated from the land, right? All of that is like mechiras chametz. But to sell all this, you have adamos of the Medina in one big mechira is something that never could be come within mimush. It couldn't. The Mechiras Chametz, it could, conceivably. It's far-fetched, but it could. Here it's not just far-fetched, it's impossible. There's no way that they would ever, what's it called, sell the whole country to an Arab. I mean, they're doing it slowly, but they wouldn't do it all at once. So that is the thing. So what now, things that have Heter Mechira, Rabbi Eliyashiv holds that Mechira is no Mechira at all. And now we follow his Psakim, and so do most, many, the poskim that we follow hold that it's not a mechira at all. The Chazon Ish held like that also. Some hold that b'dieved it is, but we're not samech on it. In other words, it's not a lechatchila. Even if the heter mechira, the mechira works, if it doesn't work, then this is what's it called, if it doesn't work at all, then the vegetables that grow are grown, right, supposedly by goyim. Well, it's not true. They're somech on the fact that since they sold the land to a goy, even a Jew could work the goy's land, which nobody ever said. But that's what they do. So Jews work the land regularly. Supposedly it belongs to a goy. The Jew is being over the Surei Shemitah because a Jew working on goyish land could be a tzasser. It's just the produce doesn't have Kedusha Shvias according to that. But the Isser Malacha still applies. Then it's Shomer V'Neva, meaning they worked on these things during Shemitah B'Isser. There's another Machlokas, whether that prohibits the crops. According to some, right, it prohibits the crops. The Eidei Charedus, even though they hold that there's no Kedusha in Yevul Nochri, so if the Heter Mechira would work, then there's no Kedusha Shvius in those things, but they also hold that if Jews work on the land, even Goyish land, the produce is also. So according to Eidei Charedus, it's also completely. Okay? Because it's all Shomer V'Neved. According to us, we hold that if it's worked on, the Isser doesn't asher the crops. The crops are still mutter. The only problem is they're slichim. Right? Because the Heter Mechira doesn't work. So Heter Mechira doesn't work. It's not grown in Goyish land, it's grown in Jewish land. So anything that's slichim would be slichim there. It's asher to eat. So if something says Heter Mechira, it may be completely usher to eat if it's vegetables that didn't start growing before Shemitah. That's one thing. Later on with fruit, so fruit are not svichim, so if the heter mechira works, we hold it has kedusha shvius anyway. If the heter mechira doesn't work, right, then it has kedusha shvius anyway. So for us, there's really, and we also hold that even if the heter mechira doesn't work, and the all the avodas that were done on this fruit were be'isser, it still doesn't answer the fruit. So later on, things that have heter mechira, right, won't be osser necessarily, but it will have to treat it with kedusha shvius. They're selling it as no kedusha shvius, as regular, because they hold that it belongs to goyim. They hold therefore that Jews can even work on the land that belongs to goyim, and they also hold that it has no kedusha shvius. So that's what the heter mechira for those who hold from it achieves. For us who don't hold the heter mechira at all, there's really no difference anyway, because it all has kedusha shvius anyway. And according to the Eidei Charedus, right, since the heter mechira really doesn't work, all the fruit and vegetables are osur, because they were all grown be'isur. So that's pretty much the what the heter mechira. So for now, for vegetables, cannot for sure anything that says heter mechira is osur for us to eat. It's not just that it has kedusha shvius. Most of it's osur because it's svichim. Later on, when it'll be fruit, right, it won't be osur for us to eat it, but it'll have kedusha shvius, and you can't buy it therefore in regular places. You'd have to only get it in such a way that's okay to buy things with kedusha shvius.
Okay. In the meantime, you go to somebody's house.
What?
You go to somebody's house. What do you do?
So you go to somebody's house, and they're somech on but we, you know, with Yevul Nochri or whatever, is not a problem, like we said. But heter mechira is a problem. If they serve you things that are svichim, it's aser to eat it. You can't rely on the fact that they think it's mutter. We hold that it's no mechira. So it's mamish aser. Not only that, but if you cook something svichim in pots, the pots become aser. So there's a place to be mekel, that if you know they haven't used those pots for svichim of heter mechira within 24 hours, since it's not your pot, you're not mechuyev to kasher it. Right, and b'di'evad, the food is mutter if it was cooked in a pot that was more than 24 hours, so you could eat that food. But to eat svichim there, what we hold the svichim is not okay. Right, so you can't eat by somebody who holds some heter mechira things that are svichim. You could eat by him later on fruit that has kedusha shvius. Just you treat it with kedusha shvius. Don't throw it in the garbage. Let him throw it in the garbage. Just like people who hold in Yerushalayim that things don't have kedusha shvius, and you hold it does. But the things that were also because of svichim, that's not. That you can't eat. Just because he holds the heter doesn't mean that it becomes mutter for you. And that's osur, and not only is it osur, it's osur even if they cooked in those pots that they cooked svichim within 24 hours, whatever's in there.
If they cook anything, even not svichim.
Even not svichim, right. Because the pot is the bliyas, as osur. But you could be mekel is after 24 hours, you could be mekel. Right? And you could assume that you don't know that the pot's more than 24 hours.
Yeah, it was 24 hours, meaning 24
from the time they
use
finish
svichim,
cooking the svichim, right?
Not from the time that they use the pot.
No, from the time they use the svichim.
I just asked about that. You should have said it otherwise.
What?
No.
No. Either you.
Meaning, if on Monday he used it for svichim,
right,
and Wednesday used it for something not svichim,
right,
something is mutter,
right.
But then within 24 hours of that.
No, in 24 hours of the time the svichim were made, right. Well, what I thought you asked me is it also even if they cook other things in it, not svichim? Yeah, within 24 hours if they cook meat in that pot that they made the svichim, the meat's also. But if they cook the meat after 24 hours from the svichim, that's okay.
Don't they hold also the Jews working the land, right?
Right.
There's a problem. They hold Yis Kinyan Lo V'Kuchavim to, right?
Right.
We don't pass like that, but they
hold like that.
Right.
But the Maisa, we hold that the Mechira is no Mechira at all. Right, that it's a toast.
Right.
The psak's no psak legabi there. So therefore, there's Jews working on Jews' land. And not only that, but some people hold that even if you hold from the heter mechira, and the land is not Jewish land, a Jew is not allowed to work goyish land, even if yesh kinyan l'vigochavim. But a Jew is still not allowed to work goyish land during shemitah. So that makes it even worse. And even people who hold from that to Mechira, a lot of them hold like that, that they never were matir Jews to work. They were matir only Goyim to work in the early years. And now they're matir Jews. The Jews work on this just like it's a regular thing. Except they think it's they sold it to a Goy. But they, in other words, it'd be like people, what's it called, saying, we sold our chametz to a Goy, now we can eat it. You still can't eat it, it belongs to the Goy. You can't eat chametz that belongs to a Goy. Right, there's a Havamina Gemara like that, but in any case, but halacha for sure is not okay. You can't eat goyish chametz. You can own it. You can have it in your house. You can own it. You can only have it in your house that belongs to a goy, but you can't eat it. So here's the same thing. You can sell your land to a goy. The produce will not have kedusha shvius, but the isser of working the land still applies, even if it's goyish land, according to some. Now, today they treat it as if it's there's no shmita at all. It's 100%, everything's okay. And that's that, the Eidei Charedus holds, is Shomer V'Neved. It's for sure, even if you would hold that the Mechira helps, surely if you hold the Mechira doesn't help, they're working on Jewish land. So they hold that it's Usur completely. The fruit, that we don't, that much we're not Machmer. The Chazon Ish was not Machmer. Here the Chazon Ish is Mekel. And he holds that Shomer V'Neved isn't Usur, at least commercially. If you have your own garden, somebody has a private garden and they worked on it, the Chazon Ish would also hold that you shouldn't eat the produce from there. But commercial produce, that much we're not making.
So this new thing that had to be here the Chumrah.
Yeah.
If there's produce from that, is that
so I don't know. That's all. This is Otzer Haaretz, and I still don't have a definitive answer on what. They're somech on heter mechira lechumra. I don't know what that means, and when they are somech, and what the chumra is. What I described to you, what heter mechira lechumra is not heter mechira, is a mechira, an individual mechira for a hothouse that Rav Eliyashiv was mater, because it's not to do with heter mechira. When they say heter mechira lechumra, I don't know what that means. They're somech on the mechira klali, then it's not. We know this doesn't not chal.
Can't be the
I don't know. I have no idea. Somebody gave me. Oh, sorry, he's not here. He gave me a thing that they have an explanation, a nice few pages, which I didn't have a chance to read yet. But that's what they say. And you know, again, I'm trying to find somebody that can ask that's objective. So I'm working on it. We'll find out.
So what happens next year with the large commercial cooking?
What?
Next year, maybe.
Right.
The Yekavim.
Yekavim?
Yeah.
So it'll say that it has to be a Hechsher that we accept. So if it's a Badatz Hechsher, it'll be okay. It won't be from anything that was in Shaila. If it's a Rav Rubin, it'll be okay. If it's a Rav Efrati, I don't know who gives Hechsher to the Yekavim. Right? But if it's not, if it's like a Carmel Mizrahi without a special Hechsher, then it could be from Heter Mechira things, from Shemitah. And the wines are awesome. What? What?
David Goldberg wrote that meeting when they were talking about Shemitah. Said they're not grown this year because they aren't taking it.
They're not what? Carmel Mizrahi.
Right. Last year was a disaster, so the Yekavim are not taking the grapes from them.
Ah, okay. So that could be. That could be. Right. But in past years there had been wines that were Heter Mechira wines, and they were after the beer. For sure they were Osir, and they were never sold through an Otzer Beis Din or whatever, and therefore they were Osir for a few reasons. If you hold that Shomer V'Neved is not Osir, they were Osir because there was, after the beer, there was no beer on them. But if there won't be any wines like that, I don't know, no companies are accepting.
I think Leverhorn itself is going to try and do its own.
Okay, it could be.
When we buy things in stores in Newfoundland, for example, whoever says evil, no, we don't care, we just hold Shemitah on that.
Right. And therefore you shouldn't buy it stam, you shouldn't buy it with cash, you should buy it with a check or with credit.
Okay. But the thing is that in this person you're flying, say who's size?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Depends who the Hechsher is. It depends who the Hechsher is. If it's a good Hechsher and it says Chutz La'aretz, yeah. But if it's not such a good Hechsher, Chutz La'aretz, there's a lot of different opinions what's Chutz La'aretz. Okay? And some of the areas in the Arava, right, which we hold are not Chutz La'aretz, like from Faran. Rav Eliyashiv held the things that are brought in from Faran, which is like two-thirds of the way, I think, to Leilat. That's where it is, or something halfway. That's still Eretz Yisrael. He says anything past, I don't know, there's a certain line that past that, the Rebbe Yosef holds, is also Chutz Laretz. Surely Eilat is considered Chutz Laretz, Chabi Shemitah. But there's a, and they bring it from the South Arava, that's Chutz Laretz. But there are Hechsherim that say, not like that. That's why I'm not concerned, not that's concerned about the Otzer Haaretz. It could be they don't follow the Psak of Eliyosha, but they hold that things in Faran, where there's a lot of farms there, are Chutz Laretz. And they therefore say it, that it's Chutz Laretz. But it's not true, because we don't hold it's Chutz Laretz. So it's not coming from Chutz Laretz. Right? Some things are Chutz Laretz coming from Jordan. That's Chutz Laretz. Some things are coming from whatever. Right, so just as it says Chutz Laretz does not necessarily mean that it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius for us, because it may be what they consider Chutz Laretz is not Chutz Laretz.
But a store that typically has one of these pentakes from somebody reliable,
yeah,
right,
and then right,
like different colors, color coded. One color is Chutz Laretz. One color is
right. It has a good right.
Whatever
it has
Chutz Laretz, we don't care.
Right, right, right. If it's a if the Hechsher is a Hechsher, we would accept. Yeah.
And I was saying in Machane Yehuda today with the Rav Efrati Hechsher.
Right, Rav Efrati.
So they're doing Shemitah the Mahadran, and they're only taking from, they're not doing it from Lachman.
Okay, so what's it called again? Rav Efrati's Hechsher is obviously reliable, and it will say if it's Yivul Machri, it'll say Yivul Machri because he holds it as Kedusha Shvius, he has to tell you. And then you'll have to know how to buy it properly also. And if it says Chutz Laretz or Rav Efrati, you can reply that it's really Chutz Laretz. That's from the places where Rav Yoshev holds or Chutz Laretz. What else could be? That's about it. Yeah, it gets
I
more confusing.
In the neighborhood by Shefer or by Yesh or anything else, if it says Chutz Laretz, we can rely that it's Chutz Laretz?
Yes, in Kiryat Sefer, because it's all under the Vad of Kiryat Sefer, which is basically the same thing as Sheris Yisrael, which really relies on Rav Yoshev. So yeah, they
with
this is Chutz Laretz. Yeah, if under the Vat of Kiryat Sefer, they hold like we hold like they hold. I don't know who's first, but in any case, the
we were here first.
Somebody's calling from Kiryat Sefer.
They're calling from Chutz Laretz.
Yeah.
Why is the lettuce and stuff, it's not even grown in the ground. Why is this?
What do you mean it's not grown in the ground?
The lettuce that's sold.
There's no Czech lettuce stuff. It's not grown in the ground.
Yeah.
Because the way that it's grown is considered grown in the ground, the Gabi Shemitah. Unless it's done very, very much different than regular. In other words, when they grow it on things separated from the ground, they're not doing it because it should be separated from the ground. Doing it that's the best way to do it for bugs. Mm-hmm. But it could be the way that they grow it separated from the ground is not considered separated from the ground. There's not enough of a chatzitza, not enough of a separation. Or if the Yoshev holds, you have to have things on the ground and it has to be on a table above the ground. Mm-hmm. And it has to be in a hothouse. Not all things grown stem for bugs follow those criteria. So it could be that things that are bugless but are not really considered the Gabi Shemitah separated from the ground.
So why aren't they growing them? Because it's too difficult? Yeah,
it's a big deal to do it, change the operation just for Shemitah. I don't know exactly what the way.
Even if it would be Kedusha Shvius, I don't know why there isn't any other problem.
No, because then it's Svichim.
How does it come out that there's so much of the no check stuff that's available that says it's Yivul Nachri?
It says Yivul Nachri.
A lot of it. Because
it could be, again, I don't know 100%, it could be that they made deals with Goyim, right, that they would, in their land, do it, and they set up these hothouses here. Very possible. That before Shemitah, the Arabs make a windfall during Shemitah, so they raise the prices, and they know that you didn't have it, and then they also that's why they caught you produce that was grown by Jews that the Arabs what's it called put down
them.
Right. So that also the Mashgichim have to be there, and that's why in things in Gaza, right, the Mashgichim can't be there, and if they do expose them, they may, you know, end up in a tunnel. So it's I don't know 100% what the Mitzias is here. Okay, I find it easier just to rely on what it says in the store where we have a good hashgacha or whatever. But it's not, it's very complicated. I don't envy the people who have to give hashgachas to these things.
Why does it help if we do?
They supposedly have what's it called, cameras, you know, on Maslatim.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah.
Why does it help if we do the purchase in Yerushalayim, if it's Yevulnopi or whatever else, to not pay with cash?
Really, it's a problem. Because you're not allowed to buy it, weighed, measured, or whatever. The dievid, right, that is okay. The main problem is that you're giving money, if you buy it with cash, and you only buy things that have Kedusha Shvius, then you're giving cash for the things of Kedusha Shvius, and the money becomes Kodesh Kedusha Shvius, and the people there don't consider it Kedusha Shvius, and they're going to use that money for things they're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to give money to money with Kedusha Shvius to somebody who's not going to use it properly.
So would it help I give my credit card for a week later?
Because then it's not Tofes. Since it's done on credit, the exchange for the payros, Shvius, is not a exchange for money because there was no money there. And the money later on doesn't become Kodesh. It only becomes Kodesh if it's on the spot. A check, the same thing. A check, it doesn't take effect on the paper.
Posted
a check. Right? What? Posted,
right. Money is
also
a piece of paper. Yeah, money is also a piece of paper.
Yeah, but it's not. Money is considered like it's whatever. A check, money you can use right away.
Money is considered a bill of a check,
right?
Is not.
Right.
And credit cards, definitely not.
In any case, so...
What? Because I wanted to buy Kishuim, and then I suddenly thought, oh, I can't buy this by weight anyway. In the end, it turned out that they were chutzlars. But if it hadn't been, I'd already asked the if I could buy just a bag of them, and he
right, that's much better if you could do that.
So he said that he would do that in the end. I didn't need to because it was chutzlars.
Right. Yeah, that's better.
I was still paying cash.
No, but you shouldn't pay cash. That's worse. Mm-hmm. The buying with the weighing or whatever. But the evidence, I don't know why, but it's okay. But if you can tell him, look, just to estimate how much it is, and I'll pay you even if it's a little bit more, I'm mochel, or whatever, if it's a little bit less, that's fine. He may not be mochel. But in any case, you estimate it and tell me what you think is the price, right? That's much better if you could do that in Yerushalayim. But you still can't pay with cash.
Uh-huh. I still then have to say, I would like that, but I'm just...
Right, or you can do something else. You can buy it together with other things that don't have Kedusha Shvius for sure, and tell him you're paying for the other things, not for this.
But that's not going to work in a big supermarket in Yerushalayim. You have a whole cart with all kinds of stuff.
Right.
You can have one bag of tomatoes taken away then.
Yeah, and Achad, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, but yeah, that's what they do here too anyway.
Right.
Why that's okay is not 100% clear. I know I was speaking to my son Mati. He was telling me that it's not 100% way. He said in Ashdod, they tried part for maybe lasted for a week. That when you came to the thing, they only weighed one thing, and then they estimated how much else. They said the cashiers were ready to go on strike because it was impossible to do that.
Yeah,
it lasted for about a week. After that, they said forget it. You know what to call them. Right.
Exactly.
And besides that, we had people who were interested in doing what was right and would do anything that we said. So that was one of the milas of having a Tzor Chania. Okay.
What happens when, I mean, some of these things are, I mean, halacha is halacha, but it also, there's a hashkafa side of it. And, you know, when the farmers have to, everything goes to the goyim, who knows where the money goes, you know, which terrorist organization it goes to, right. and the Jewish farmers are starving.
Okay, the, yes and no. That's why there's a Keren Shviyas to support, right? That's why they
what about, like Mishnas Yosef.
There's helping. There's the consumer, and then there's the right, you have to try to help both of them. So there's organizations that help the farmers, right, that raise money, mamash, to keep these people going or whatever, to keep shviyas. On the other hand, there's consumers that these things are oppressive to buy these things, and they're not going to do it properly. And they don't know what. Look, we're at least in this group somewhat educated in what, and it's still confusing. Do you know what the average person out there, right, who has a woman came to me, they just made Aliyah, the parents of somebody who went to Yeshiva, and who had been in contact with her anyway, they just made Aliyah. They picked the wrong time to make Aliyah, believe me. And the woman was crying. She said, I feel like I'm, you know, some kind of big, I don't know what, if I'm going to the store, I don't know what to buy, why to do it, whatever. I think like I'm buying chazer all the time, and I don't know if I'm doing right or wrong. His mom is crying her eyes out. So I try to convince her it's not all that bad, and it's not all that confusing, and since they don't live in Bnei Brak or on Matityahu, right, they can be makabel the minig of Yerushalayim, and only be machmer like the Chazon Ish, and therefore if it doesn't work out, you can b'li nether, what's it called, say that you're lahalocha, hold the other way, which for them, but this time was for sure what was the proper thing to do. But for most people out there, either they have no idea what they're doing, or it's extremely difficult. So this organization helps, what's it called, people that you don't have to worry about that. I had a farmer, so somebody will worry about the farmers. But you can't, what's it called, be makel on halacha because of hashkafa reasons. That's a very puzzle thing. That's what's happening now with this giur. Right? Hashkafically, how can you tell a guy, a Russian, who's a goy, but he fight for it in the army, and he, what's it called, and he defended Yidden, and now he can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery because he's a goy? Right? How can you tell him that? But he doesn't want to be from. So let's be Maguire him.
But he doesn't want to be Jewish.
Right? Without Kabbalah Samitzvahs, right? And let him feel, you know, that he's part of the Jewish nation or whatever. It's hashkafically, it sounds right. But halachically, the guy's still a goy. So you're masquerading, right? It's all of this thing is just a masquerade. You're making goyim look like Yidden, which is really going to ruin, you know, make tzoris for generations to come. And I once had a woman call me in Miami. Between Mincha and Marv, we had a phone out in the thing so people could call or whatever for an emergency. Somebody tells an emergency on the phone. So I get to the phone, and there's this woman with this deep southern accent. She says, Rabbi, how much does it cost to convert? No offense, man. She said, but that's what she sounded like. So, Rabbi, what does it cost to convert? So I told her, well, it doesn't really cost anything. But it's a process or whatever. We have to make sure that you really mean it or whatever. I said, no. I got to be converted by tonight because I'm getting married tonight. This was 4:00 in the afternoon. So it was in the summer though, so it was a few hours. I said, I'm sorry, but you know, as it is, we don't convert for marriage anyway. She says, well, I don't know, Rabbi Emmett. He was that name was like really absurd. But anyway, he was a reform rabbi in Miami who would marry anything to anything. Literally, he advertised it. He said he'll marry Goyim to Yidden, Yidden to Goyim, he'll convert anything you want. He would marry with a priest together, a mixed marriage, without a priest or whatever you want. There was just different charges for the thing. He once married two circus performers from the Ringling Brothers Circus that used to spend their winters in Miami. So two of the performers got married. That wasn't a big deal. I don't know if they were Jewish or not. But what was the kunz? He used two elephants as edim. That was in the paper. They probably were the most kosher Edom he ever used, because the elephants weren't possible, right? They just were elephants. Don't know, and he had a svara, because they never forget. Right? The elephants never forget. She said, what could you have a better Edom than two elephants? So this guy, so she tells me, this woman tells me, where Rabbi Emmett said for $500 he'd convert me in an hour. I said, I'll tell you what, I got a better deal. Rabbi Emmett's conversion is not recognized anywhere. You go to Israel, they won't recognize it. No legitimate person will recognize your conversion. So what is Rabbi Emmett doing? He's masquerading you as a Jew. Okay, because you're not really going to be Jewish. You're just going to be masquerading. I got a better deal. For $250, mamish half price, I'll sell you a mask with a long nose. You could look like a Jew, right? And you're only going to pay $250. She said, oh, no, I got to convert by tonight. That was the end of the conversation. So the...
You get the joke.
Right, what? She didn't get the joke, no. If she would have gotten it and wanted to buy it, the buyer for it, I would have sold her the mask for $250. In any case, so that's this kind of, it's hashkafically, yeah, I hear, but you can't change halacha because of what the hashkafa is. So what do? So you make these people give them a tudav, make a special cemetery for people that are what's it called, in the IDF, who Moser Nefesh. Find some way of dealing with it, but don't make them Jews when it's really a facade. I don't know, but this is the same thing. There's a lot of people who say by Shemitah the same thing, right? We need to work with the farmers, and how could you, whatever. And therefore, it's like, the Dubna Magid, they asked him, how could you always have a marshal, such a great marshal for everything? He said, I'll give you a marshal. He said, there was one guy that was shooting arrows, and every time he made a bullseye. So they asked him, how could you make a bullseye every time? He says, very easy. I shoot the arrow first, and then I draw the target around the arrow. And everyone's a bullseye. So these people have what they want to accomplish, and then they create the halacha to fit their psak. They don't go through halacha to get a psak, right? They make the psak first, and then they find some way of justifying it. And that's these groups, the Zohar is like that, this is Beit Hillel Rabbanim, that's their thing, that we have to, for mamlachti reasons, for nationalistic reasons, we have to come up with this psalm. And then we'll find somebody that says something like that and we'll end up being moderate. That's straight. It's not only here, it applies in America too. They have Rabbanim like that.
It's strange that we don't apply this to every day what we do. We never mention Shemitah. We don't go in the wintertime and say, let's go to somebody and buy a bike because his pronunciation is really weak because he really only sells bikes in the summertime. And we don't go in July and say, let's go buy an umbrella from a guy that doesn't have pronunciation because he sells umbrellas only in the wintertime.
Yeah,
you don't say that all year round.
Yeah, I understand. But that's, again, here it's institutionalized. It's mass. I hear the problem. But that's why they have Keren HaShemitah and Keren Shviyas, that they raise a lot of money and pay these farmers not to work on during Shemitah. Okay? Hopefully that's where the money's going to. Okay? A lot of it is.
The whole thing is very interesting because Misrad HaKlaut in this country, in the crazy government that we have, recognizes the fact that people have to not work their land every so often.
Yeah, they do it in America too. Right.
And we're this year making an our Kerem more money from Misrad HaKlaut to do nothing.
Yeah. In America they do that also. Yeah, there are a lot of farmers that make a lot of money for not growing things because there's a surplus and they don't want there to be a surplus. It's not only here.
No, so. It's the other side. The support of the Arabs as opposed to...
Yeah, I agree with that also. That's why
finding a way to do it halakhically correctly.
Right, okay.
But not taking the easy way out.
Yeah, okay, but that's in the ones that we hold from Arabs. We try to support the Jewish farmers also, where it's possible. But a lot of the things is not shaykh. Without a heter mechira, there's no way of being matur svicha. Again, that's it. So the only way you can get it is from Goy. So, or you can get it from real chutzlars. So this Mishnah Siyosi gets from chutzlars. They don't get from Goy. They get from real chutzlars.
We found today that I was speaking with somebody and they said, for example, cucumbers, the ones that came from this Karen Mishnah Siyosi, it's like double or three times the price per kilo.
Could be. It's supposed to be cheaper, but it's not because they have
to
import it.
Or whatever,
right, they're importing it from who knows where.
But but for example, cucumbers were much more money.
Right, because they don't get it from goyim, both for halachic reasons and also could be they don't want to support these goyim.
You wouldn't know. You don't have.
They don't have a lot of money, or don't have a lot of.
Yeah, and
they're charging them more money. It's also not helpful.
This is nothing compared to what the Gemara says. In the time of Shemitah, in the olden days, right, people didn't have what to eat. There was no vegetables. There was no vegetables, nothing to eat, and they couldn't get from goyim. They weren't goyim around to sell them anything. And they couldn't import it from Chutz Lars because they didn't import anything from anywhere. So people had much nothing to eat. There were nisim that happened that what's it called, that Goyim left their fields or whatever, and they had what to eat during Shemitah. Mara speaks about. So this is just paying extra here or there. There was mamish famine. There was nothing to eat, mamish. I hear it's a problem, but that's mitzvahs are not easy sometimes.
And there's a problem of. Of Utsa based in as well, because a lot of people don't like to deal well with Kedusha Shmi's
right.
produce.
Right, and that's why the what we hold from is to use Badavka Kedusha Shmi's things, because this way it helps the farmers. And that's for sure mutter. That's what the Chazon Ish held. Right? But not to have not an Utsa based in, and to get everything, even the fruits and things from when you can support Jewish farmers. We hold that that's an inyan to do. And that's mutter to do.
Didn't a few shmitzes ago we used to use Otzer Bezdin for to obtain vegetables?
It's not shaykh. For shvichen vegetables, not shaykh. There's no way that the Otzer Bezdin can be matter shvichen.
Could you use an Otzer Bezdin to have vegetables at the very beginning of the year? Things that
were planted. Yeah, the ones that were more. Yeah, then they're what's it called? And it's sold to an Otzer Bezdin. Bichlu shvichas or kruvu an Otzer Bezdin. That's only to the shivuk. But that doesn't change the status of the things.